Kia ora, welcome to the Arise Church podcast. For more details, you can find us at arisechurch.com. But right now, we're going to hear from our senior leader, Amy Kendrew. We trust you'll enjoy today's message.
I want to talk to us today about how we can use the Word of God to grow our faith. That by hearing the Word of God and subsequently speaking the Word of God, our faith will grow. I don't know about you, but there's been times in my journey where I felt like maybe I've lacked faith, or maybe my faith has stood still while the rest of life just keeps barreling forward, or moments where maybe my faith has felt just a little bit bland. And perhaps that's you here today. Life's throwing a few punches your way and you feel like faith is low. Maybe as Hudson shared last week, that you're one of those people that have maybe stepped back when life comes at you, or maybe stepped aside rather than stepped up. Or even in the busyness and in the success of our lives, we can sometimes minimize our need for God, and we have a faith that is dormant and not reliant upon God. And today I want to challenge us all about the power of our words, and most specifically about the power of the Word of God in our mouth to increase our faith and the faith of those around us. Because when I hear His Word and when I speak His Word, faith grows. So the title of my message this morning, if you're taking notes, is Say the Word. Say the Word. Turn to the person next to you and say, say the Word. Let's pray this morning. God, I thank you. I thank you for your Word. I thank you that it is through your Word that you speak to us. And I pray, Lord, that we would have open hearts and open ears to hear your Word this morning, that it wouldn't just be my words, my ideas, but Lord, your Word through me to your people today. And Lord, I pray that it would transform and change our lives. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. In Luke 7, in the Bible, we meet a Roman officer whose faith amazed Jesus. And that's not something we hear often in the Gospels. His servant was sick, and instead of asking Jesus to come in person, he said, Lord, just say the word, and he will be healed. He understood authority. He believed that if Jesus spoke, things would change, even from a distance. That simple but bold trust in the power of God's word is the kind of faith I believe we're called to have. A faith that hears, speaks, and responds to what God has already said. And we catch up with this story in Luke chapter 7, and we're going to read from verses 6 to 10. It says, so Jesus went with them, but just before they arrived at the house, the officer sent some friends to say, Lord, don't trouble yourself by coming to my home, for I'm not worthy of such an honor. I'm not even worthy to come and meet you. Just say the word from where you are, and my servant will be healed. I know this because I am under the authority of my superior officers, and I have authority over my soldiers. I only need to say go, and they go, or come, and they come. If I say to my slaves, do this, they do it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed. Turning to the crowd that was following him, he said, I tell you, I haven't seen faith like this in all Israel. And when the officer's friends returned to his house, they found the slave completely healed. This Roman officer believed Jesus could heal from a distance with just a spoken word. This man had likely only heard about Jesus, yet it produced in him extraordinary faith. He'd heard what others had said about Jesus, and it was enough to spark his faith. The Roman officer recognized the authority of the word of God. Just say the word from where you are. And Jesus was amazed, exclaiming he'd not seen so much faith in all of Israel. I want to have that kind of faith. A faith that amazes Jesus. A faith that moves mountains. A faith that says, you don't even need to come into my house, but just say the word from where you are. So how do we cultivate that kind of faith here in the Aurora Center, in Christchurch in 2025? Let me read out some verses for you. Romans 10, verse 17. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13. But we continue to preach because we have the same kind of faith the psalmist said when he said, I believed in God, so I spoke. And then the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah 20, verse 9. But if I say, I will not mention his word or speak any more in his name, his word is in my heart like a fire. A fire shut up in my bones. I'm weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. Say the word. Say the word. Our words are powerful. For anyone who has ever said something you've regretted, or maybe had words spoken over you that you've taken years to shake off, you know this to be true. The phrase, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. I think perhaps the opposite is true, right? Proverbs 18:21 says the tongue has the power of life and death. James 3 speaks about the tongue being like a rudder of our lives, shaping and forming the direction of our lives. Jesus said we will be held to account for the words that we speak. Speech is a key part of our culture and identity, right? Wherever you find different cultures, different ethnicities, you will find different language, different accents, different dialects. I know that Adrian and Ingrid are not from New Zealand because of their accent, even though they've been around for a long time. Language defines who we are and where we've come from. And so too, the spoken word of God is a key part of our faith. And talking with Hudson, Pastor Hudson this week, we were talking about how the creeds, the early creeds of the church, were designed to be spoken. The declarations of our faith, we believe in this. The King James Bible was written to be spoken out or to be listened to. That Christianity is, as Victoria shared, that we're meant to do life together in community. That's what church is for. That we come together and we sing and we lift up the name of Jesus and we say things like, I sought the Lord and he answered. That's straight from scripture. The psalm that says, I sought the Lord and he answered me and he delivered me from all of my fears. We're meant to do life together, get prayer, get prophetic words, use our spiritual gifts to bless and edify and lift up one another in faith. There is something powerful about the spoken word of God, the confession of our faith. N.T. Wright, theologian, says it like this, the word of God is not just information, it's power. When the word is proclaimed, heaven and earth are joined and people are changed. My friends, Christianity is not a silent faith, but to be believed in the heart and confessed with our mouths. The word is designed to be both spoken and heard. Jesus, many times over when he's sharing the parables with the disciples and with the crowds, he says this afterwards every time. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. As if they're listening, but are they hearing the word of God? And again in Revelation to the churches, those who have ears to hear, let him hear what God is saying to the churches. Wake up, church. Listen to what God is saying. God is speaking, and we are to speak his word. Faith comes by hearing. I believed, so therefore I spoke. His word is like a fire within me. Say the word. When I speak his word, and when I hear his word, my faith grows. D.L. Moody says it like this, I prayed for faith and thought it would strike me like lightning, but faith did not come. One day I read, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I had closed my Bible and prayed for faith. Now I open my Bible and begin to study, and faith has been growing ever since. I want a faith that is active, alive, growing, moving mountains, and amazing Jesus. So how do we cultivate that kind of faith? Well, we speak his word, we hear his word, and our faith grows. Through hearing and speaking the word of God, our faith will grow. Here are some ways we can say the word. We say the word and we are saved. Romans 10 verses 8 to 10 says it like this, but what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. We say the word and we find forgiveness. In 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. We say the word and find forgiveness. We say the word and declare that he is Lord. Philippians 2 verse 11, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We say the word and we overcome. Revelation 12 verse 11, they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. We say the word to strengthen one another. Colossians 3 verse 16, let the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in our hearts to God. We say the word and we rebuke the enemy. Matthew 4, and when the devil tempted Jesus in the desert, he rebuked him with the phrase, the scriptures say, the scriptures say. The devil came and he said, no, but the scriptures say this, and until he fled. In Matthew 8 verse 16, he cast out the evil spirits with his word. We say the word and miracles happen. Matthew 21 verse 21, Jesus speaking, I tell you the truth, if you have faith and don't doubt, you can do things like this and much more. You can even say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. You can pray for anything, and if you have faith, you will receive it. And that verse we read right at the start, Luke 7, say the word and my servant will be healed. Jesus spoke to the wind and the waves and they were calm. Ezekiel spoke to the dry bones and they lived. Paul and Silas praised God and their prison chains were broken. Jesus declared, Lazarus, come out, and the dead things came to life. We must say the word. Say the word. Turn to your neighbor and say the word. Now turn to your other neighbor and say the word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. Our faith is this, I believed, therefore I spoke. His word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I'm weary of holding it in, indeed I cannot hold it in. God's word demands expression. God's word is alive and active. Speaking God's word builds our faith. We want to have faith that moves mountains. We want to have faith that amazes Jesus. So what do? We hear his word. And we speak his word. Because when we speak his word and when we hear his word, our faith grows. Firstly, we've got to hear his word. We've got to be in the environment where God is speaking. The Bible, there's a song that my son's been listening to. It's called, it says Dusty Bibles, that we've got dusty Bibles and brand new iPhones and we wonder why we feel this way. That we've got to dust off our Bibles and absorb his word, hear his word. Be in church when you don't have the plague. Be in church every week, hearing the saints singing and lifting up praise to God, declaring scripture over their lives. Be in environments where the word of God is spoken. In our life group, we just shared the other week about all the prophetic words that have been spoken over our lives. And I tell you, my faith grew in that moment. As we prayed together, as we just testified to one another of God's goodness, as we share about the answers to prayer that God has given to each one of us, where we need to have that rhema word, that we don't just like open our Bibles, read a verse, okay, awesome, great, go on with my day, but we absorb it. Oh yeah, God, what are you speaking to me? What is that saying? Yes, that aha moment, that revelation moment. Not just singing songs, but hearing God through it. Not just praying, but listening to what God is saying. Not just rushing through our Bible, but meditating on it. The psalmist says, I've hidden your word in my heart. Is God's word hidden in our hearts? Dietrich Bonhoeffer, which I added this quote in for Hudson, but he's not even here. He's a big fan, but anyway, I'll let him know. He says this, Dietrich Bonhoeffer says this, the word of Scripture should never stop sounding in your ears and working in you all day long. You should not ask, how shall I pass this on? But what does it say to me? Then ponder the word long in your heart until it has gone right into you and taken possession of you. We've got to hear his word. And secondly, we've got to speak his word. Declare his word over our lives daily. This isn't worldly manifesting like culture teaches us. This is declaring the eternal word of God to our spirit. It's not wishful thinking or positive self-talk. It's faith in what God has already said through his word. And there is so much noise. There are so many words. There is so much content being thrown around us. Let's fill the earth with the life-changing spoken word of God. I confess he is Lord and I am saved. I confess my sins and I'm forgiven and purified. Through him I overcome. Faith is rising in me as I hear his word. Let the weak say, I am strong. I speak strength over my spirit today. Jesus, just say the word and I will be healed. God, your word is like a fire in my bones. I cannot stay silent. We've got to hear his word and we've got to speak his word. We've got to hear his word and we've got to speak his word. When I speak his word and when I hear his word, my faith grows. As the band join me this morning, we've got to be people that if we want to have a faith that amazes Jesus, if we want to have mountain moving faith, then we need to be in environments where the word of God is filling our lives. And we've also got to fill our lives so much with the word of God that it's like a fire in our bones that we cannot help but speak it out over our circumstances, over our lives. You know, recently I was in a season where I was struggling with my faith, feeling a little bit flat. I know that might be shocking to you today, but yes, even pastors, even ones who have been around as long as I have, sometimes struggle in seasons where faith feels just a little bit flat. And we were at a conference in Auckland and I was in the middle of a worship moment. I was having a little bit of a pity party and I just, in the middle of a worship moment, I just felt like I cried out to God. I said, God, I just feel like I'm in a pit. And God just spoke to me right there and he said, Amy, your words got you there, but my word will get you out. And over the next few days, I had to make a choice. And I said, I'm going to make a choice. I'm going to speak the truth of your word, God, rather than succumb to the reality of my situation. And honestly, I just stood in wonder at the kindness and faithfulness of God over those next few days. Where actually, at one point, I sat in the middle of a session. I said, okay, God, I get it. Enough now. Like God just keep coming to me with like this, every song we sang just felt like it was coming alive. Like I've never really read those lyrics like that. Wow. I opened the Bible and it was like God's word was just coming alive in me. We'd have conversations with people. People would pray over us. And it was like, how did you know I was feeling like that? Wow, God, you're so faithful. And then we had this opportunity to have a prophetic word with a guy called Dr. Michael Maiden. And he came and I've never heard of him before, but apparently a lot of people have. But he was just, the way that he spoke to us, and I was like, oh, he's just going to do like a, you know, quick, generic 1 minute prophetic word, which would be nice, but about 15 minutes of prophetic word over me and over Ben. And some of the things that he said, he was like, feel like there's anxiety, it's just lifting. I feel like there's been words, they're coming off you. I feel like there's been a season for you, and this season is shifting, the storm is over. And he prophesied buildings over our church, and we're like, how do you know? But all of this stuff, and it was just like, oh my gosh, God, like, okay, I'm choosing to absorb that word and not the words that I'm just saying over my circumstance. And you know what? Nothing had changed in reality, right? And that's the thing about faith, is that it's not like I turned around and all of a sudden all the circumstances of life had changed. They're still the same, but yet everything had changed. My ears needed to hear it, and my mouth needed to declare it. God's word in my mouth had changed my perspective. Not the facts, but the truth. Psalm 40, verse 2 to 3. This is what I felt like God had done for me. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He's given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed, and they will put their trust in the Lord. And maybe that's a word for someone here today. What words have you been speaking over your circumstance, over your reality, over your situation? And I want to challenge you today to speak the word of God. And it may not change the reality, it may not change the facts of the situation, but can I tell you from experience, it'll change your perspective. It'll change your outlook. And that's what faith is all about. That God would change us from the inside out, and we would declare, and that when we say his word, we are saved, we are forgiven, we overcome. The enemy flees from our lives. And the enemy would love nothing more than to have us silent. He would love nothing. He knows the power of the word of God. And he would have loved nothing more than for us just to be defeated, succumb to the circumstances, and be silent. But no, his word is like a fire in my bones, and I cannot hold it in. I cannot hold it in. Would you stand with me this morning? Maybe you're here today, and God's just been challenging you. You just need to change your confession. You need to change your confession. There's some things going on in your world. There's some challenges, maybe sickness, maybe stuff with job or business. Maybe there's things with home or family or relationships. And you've been speaking negativity or cynicism or fatalism over that situation. Oh, it's always going to be like this. Oh, it's never going to change. Oh, here we go again. And God, like he's challenging you like he challenged me. Stop speaking those words over your circumstance and start speaking the word of God, because when the word of God goes out, it achieves and it endures and it overcomes. God is faithful.
Thank you for joining us for the Arise Church podcast. We hope this message has blessed you. For more content or resources, visit arisechurch.com. Matiwa, see you soon.